You're tuning in to the ONP Check-In, an SPS podcast. I'm Brendan Erickson, a regional sales manager at SPS.
And my name is Jackie Green, a marketing specialist at SPS. This show brings you the latest happenings in the ONP industry. We're unpacking trends and news from this tight-knit orthotics and prosthetics community.
Thank you for joining us. Let's get started. Embark on a journey of unprecedented mobility with Willowood's Meta family of prosthetic feet. The revolutionary Meta family, built on the advanced Meta unibody platform, redefines what's possible for amputees. Experience the benefits of a seamless, one-piece carbon design that not only significantly reduces weight, but maximizes dynamic response. Upgrade your mobility. Explore the Meta family by Willowood today.
In the latest SPS Unpacked video, we unbox the Darko Body Armor Pro Term and walk through the ways this interim foot stump orthosis is an excellent option for follow-up treatment following Chopar and Liz Frank amputations. Visit the Darko Body Armor Pro Term product page on spsco.com or follow the link in our show notes to watch today. Hello, listeners. This week, we're mixing it up. So in honor of our two-year anniversary and to kick off the new year, we are looking back at some of our favorite episodes. As always, I'm joined today by my co-host, Brendan Erickson.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, so Brendan.
Yes.
It's a new year.
Yes.
Do you have any new year resolutions?
It's 2024. We've been doing this for 2 years. I don't have many personal resolutions just because I think I'm somewhat lazy when it comes to that. But I'm going to make one right now, and it's to stop mumbling, to stop saying and answer quicker.
I don't know. That's kind of, it's a little high. Bar is high.
It is. It's a high bar.
So it's a podcast resolution.
Yes.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't have any personal resolutions. Not this year. I used to do pick a word of the year and then kind of see how that word pops up throughout the year and kind of what's happening in your life. I haven't done that in a while though, so.
Oh, you got to do it. I'm going to ask you on our next podcast what it is.
Okay. What my word is?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a question for you though. Who's your favorite podcast host?
That's a really good question. I haven't honestly been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, which is kind of surprising. But I feel like we got to give a shout out to the Kelce brothers because they're pretty hot and trendy right now.
That's right.
And they're, what's it called? In the Heights or New Heights? But anyway, I like listening to their little snippets. How about you? Who's your favorite podcast host right now?
Like on a daily, I listen to College Football's sportscasts a lot, which is the Cover 3 by CBS. So shout out to you guys, Danny Cannell, Tom Fornelli, and Chip Patterson and Bud Elliott. You four rock. But my favorite of all time is Dan Carlin, Hardcore History. I listen to this one a lot because I travel and it's really educational, but it's very entertaining as well. And it's basically like having cliff notes for all of history. He does all the research, reads all the hard textbooks, and then tells it from a journalist's point of view. So it's very, very entertaining.
Okay. Hardcore History.
Hardcore History.
That's a good podcast name. Yeah, I like that. All right. I'm going to have to look that one up. Having talked about some of our favorite podcasts that we listen to, Brendan, why don't we look back at the ONP check-in? And what have you found to be most rewarding? You know, we've been hosting for 2 years, so we've got some experience under our belts.
Yeah, I mean, to tell you the truth, when this first came up, I wasn't sure what to expect. And I've really had a ton of fun with it, working with both of you. And you guys don't get to hear Ellen Kolbus, but she's our fearless producer that coordinates and does all of this for us. So kudos to her. But it's got legs. It's done well. I'm really happy about that. People are actually listening. But just being involved in the industry on a more macro level and seeing all the different trends, my day-to-day has expanded so much by the topics and all of the wonderful personalities that we've interviewed. I've just had a blast, and I just can't believe how well it's gone and the reception that we've got.
Have you heard anything? You're out on the road way more than we are in marketing, so you get to interact with our customers a little bit more. Do you get any feedback?
Yeah, I've got a couple funny stories. Some people recognize that I am the podcast host or co-host. Okay. And one time I was sitting there and somebody's like, oh man, I really like your guys' podcast. You got to thank, you know, the people that do that. And I was like, hey, that's me. I'm on there. And they're like, wait, that's you. So that one was pretty funny, but they did know your name, Jackie. So I think you might win, you know, co-host of the year award for us.
I don't know. I think if I was next to you, they wouldn't have recognized my voice per se either.
I doubt it. But it was pretty cool that somebody, a lot of times it's unannounced. You know, I'm not asking people because I'm a little bit shy about that, of course, but you know, for other people to bring it up in conversation just means, you know, that people enjoy it and that it's worthwhile. So that's very rewarding.
Right. I'll say the few times I get to travel, it's always funny being with sales. You're like, oh, well, do you listen to the podcast? Jackie's one of the hosts. I'm like, okay.
Put you on the spot.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Let's not lead with that. Just organically talk about it with people.
Yeah.
So then they're like, oh, what's been your favorite interview? What's been this? And you're just kind of like blank face staring totally out of context. Like, oh, they've all been great.
Yeah. Well, what's the most rewarding part for you?
Well, for me, like I was really new to the industry, right? When we started this whole podcast thing. So for me, it's just kind of been amazing to learn about O&P as a whole, way more in depth, like you're talking macro level and then especially the innovation side, but then also learning there's a lot of large companies out there that have been around for a long time that are kind of legacy companies as well, kind of learning their stories and then how people create their own little sub-businesses to help support the industry, consulting firms. It's just kind of amazing to be learning how the industry works and how it all pieces together because it's an old industry. So for me, it's just been really cool to learn about the O&P industry as a whole and meeting a lot of like key people, I would say, in the industry. It's kind of cool to all get to go to trade shows and they'll be talking about someone who's presenting and I go, oh yeah, I know them.
I got to interview them. That was great. Yeah.
I already met them. You know, it's cool because I still feel like such a rookie in this industry, you know, time-wise. So I really enjoyed that part.
You're a rookie no more.
I still feel like I'm pretty rookie-ish here, Brenton.
Well, so let's dig in then on a micro level. What's your single favorite episode?
Can I list a few?
Sure.
So I really enjoyed interviewing Frank and Melissa Snell. That was back in 2022. Their legacy story is just awesome. I really enjoyed learning about their family business. And they're a pretty big family business, I would say. It's phenomenal in a lot of ways. And Rachel Friddle, she was another one. That was really cool. Another legacy business. Different parts of the country, slightly different focuses as businesses, but still just super interesting stories. But then also, like, there's so much science we get to hear, too, and so much innovation. So I really enjoyed Dr. Brian Loeffler with the Starfish TMR procedure.
Yep.
And then, but a close second was that Osseo integration. That one was kind of early on, I feel like, with Kurt Collier. That was really cool.
Yeah, and I think, you touched on Dr. Loeffler, too. I mean, the innovation that both of those episodes highlight is, you know, kind of way of the future. And you could probably even add, remember we did additive manufacturing with Brent Wright. That one was really cool because it's changing the industry. And I think our listeners enjoy that because they can take tidbits and say, oh, this could be good for my business. Or this could be good for my clinical practice.
Well, and we even just talked with Angela Bonds and she does pets. And she's even talking about 3D printing and how that can be used with pets, let alone humans. So for sure, super innovative. And just I see a lot more of it on my social media feed now than I did back when we did that first interview, which is kind of amazing.
Absolutely.
So, but how about you, Bea? What's your number one?
I mean, I'm kind of torn because I feel like after every one of these, we say something like, man, that was so good. That's our best one yet, you know, and maybe we're just getting more comfortable. I don't know, but I really like some of the business side ones. Like our most recent one with Aaron Sorensen was just amazing about how he's taken his life and invested his time, his money, his personal relationships into the quote unquote industry and grown to being such a large size practice And it's all been through positive relationships. It's not through, you know, for the dollars of it. It's, hey, let's go create these wonderful relationships. And then when it's time for those people to have an exit strategy, hey, I'm here. I've been partnering with you the whole time. Let's make it work. And that's just really great to see. And then, of course, I love Shanksy, Michael Shank. When we had him on, just talking about the nitty gritty of how you can improve your day-to-day inventory and making sure that you're doing the right things every single day to win that day and make your practice better. Because I think all of us are so busy, we just need to be reminded to do stuff like that. And though it may seem simple, it has such large implications. So really good to talk with Shanksy. And I hope, Shanksy, you don't mind me calling you Shanksy.
Yeah, those were really good episodes, for sure. If you had to pick one.
I'll go with Aaron. I'll go with Mr. Sorensen, yeah.
I'd probably pick the Snells.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about that one just really did it for me. So what guests would you want to have come back to interview and ask more questions?
Well, I think there's a lot. I mean, a lot of the technology that we touched on earlier is probably progressed in ways that we could bring them back on and they could highlight some of the new, you know, procedures or technology that's out there. And it could be really beneficial to people that like those episodes. I also think that I would like to talk to Angela a little bit more because I was very impressed with somebody fitting a skunk with a prosthesis. And I had so many questions about fitting a skunk with a prosthesis as to, you know, just, I mean, the complexity of that and I guess how you would take care of a skunk just blew my mind.
I had to think about this one a little bit because, like you said, we've had so many people that I feel like most anyone we could pretty much come back and either just continue the same topic or they're doing something else now or they're focusing on something different. We could talk about a whole different genre of their expertise. So there are a few people that I could list off, but I agree with your Aaron Sorensen. I thought listening to him talk about the limb loss mobility tour mm-hmm. and how he's built that over time. It just sounds phenomenal. And his passion for O&P, but then the combo with his business mind is really just kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And then I'd also love to have some of our friends from AOPA back on and kind of learn the So Everybody Can Move initiative. And they've made a lot of ground, I feel like, this past year.
Right.
In that initiative. So it'd kind of be fun to hear where they're at and talk about different ways you can be involved in your states, because so many states are at different stages in the process right now. Writing some legislation. So I thought they'd be really good. But then I was also thinking like Jessica Norell, she'd be great to have back on talking about the soap notes, and Leslie Sisson. She was really good too, talking about denials and claims. There are just so many people that like you're saying, I feel like anyone really could come back on.
It's well, they're all such fluid topics too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like Leslie, I'm sure nuances have changed in everything that she teaches just because legislation changes, reimbursement changes, all of that is completely fluid. Well, I mean, think about Dr. Jerry Stark. I mean, we did the whole topic of burnout. I mean, I wonder what's going on with that, if we've seen a turnaround or if there's continuing pressure in that area. I don't know, but it would be wonderful to talk to him. Let's just run it back.
Yeah.
In order.
Let's just go through our list and re-interview everyone.
There you go, Ellen. Your job's done for the year. You don't have to pick anyone yeah, else. Just
took care
back.
Of it.
All right. So Jackie, we talked about, you know, a lot of different things, but walk through the highlights that you've had for, you know, our podcast this year.
So I really, again, thought that Dr. Loeffler was just next level. So again, everyone we interview, I mean, we really appreciate everyone coming to the show. Everyone is great. But there are some people that just have that gift of explaining really hard science, a surgeon explaining things in a way that makes sense to you to understand what's actually going on the operation table. And then how is it working with a prosthetic device at the end of the procedure? He was just really great to listen to and explain. I feel like I understood a lot more in general about kind of upper limb extremities and prosthetic devices and the potential that method has in improving people's usage of those. And as we've interviewed other people in the past, we talked to Amy about upper limb extremities and she was saying the adoption rate is so hard a lot of times because they're more complicated to use. So it's just interesting having her knowledge from that and combining it with this method, I thought that was just fascinating to learn about. But then I also did really enjoy having Sophia, who was one of our SPS scholarship recipients, and kind of seeing how far she's come and her part of her research and data on accommodating employees while pregnant in the field. I feel like there's been a lot of fantastic emphasis lately on women in O&P, which is great, as we've heard a lot of statistics about future graduating classes are more predominantly women right now. So I thought it was a great conversation. She has some really good data to back up that conversation and just kind of shine a spotlight on changing times in the industry. So kind of a different view of innovation, but in my mind, it all kind of flows together.
Yeah, I'll add on to the Dr. Loeffler one. A funny note, if you guys didn't know, but when we were done, he was like, okay, guys, I got to scrub in. I'm going to actually do a procedure in the next 15 minutes. And it just blew my mind that A, he was a co-founder of the procedure. He's probably the premier practitioner for that procedure. He's doing them and he's taking time to explain it to us to get the word out. And it really meant a lot that, I mean, he carved it out just right before a procedure. It was pretty darn cool.
You'd never know. Like, I think someone popped in the room and was like, hey, you're almost
done. Yeah,
you gotta go.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I got a surgery. And you're like, what?
Yeah. I don't know. I think my highlights are more broad. There are certain people I knew already, and they became interviewees on our podcast. And especially Amy Ginsberg. I mean, as a fresh little young sales rep, I would see Amy almost all the time because she worked at a facility right near my house. And she was always so kind to me. She was always so fun and energetic that I kind of gravitated towards her just as a sales rep, because sometimes people don't like you. Some people don't want to call on you, but always had a great relationship with Amy. And same with Eric Neufeld. You know, I've been calling on him for a really long time, and it's just great to have friends and carry that through. And then in the flip side of that, I feel like all those people, when I see them at AOPA, the relationship has started with them and will grow and grow. So like, I'd never met Dr. Jerry Stark before. And now, I mean, when I see him, I'm going to go up and shake his hand and thank him. And, you know, he's a very influential person in the industry. And it's like, wow, I got to interview him. That was really, really cool. Hopefully he remembers me. I have no idea if he will.
I've learned with people, because I agree with you. I think that is really one of the coolest parts. Like I said, I don't have the connections like you do. So it is so neat to bump into these people when you're at AOPA or you're at Academy. Yeah. And you're like, oh, hey, I don't know if you remember, I interviewed you for our podcast. And it's, oh, yeah, I remember you. And how are you doing? What are you up to? I think those relationships are really kind of fun to build and see where they go.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I mean, I don't know where it will go, but I'm very interested in who we'll meet in the future.
Especially as the next generation continues to kind of come up and slowly start taking over. Talking about our listeners, we're going to share some fun stats that we have. Just some.
Ooh, you got stats? I love stats.
We have some, just a few to make it entertaining. So Brendan, for 2023, what do you think our number one? Do you have all the episodes in front of you?
I don't.
Okay.
But I have ideas on the top of
my head. Okay. If you had to guess, which episode was our number one most listened to episode for 2023?
I'm thinking it might be either Leslie Sisson or Dr. Loeffler or Aaron Sorensen. Do I need to pick one?
No, those are all good guesses, but that's not...
I didn't get any of them.
That's so. Not number one. You got number two.
Okay.
You listed number two. So number one
was
dealing with missed appointments with John Brinkman.
Yeah. All right, John.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
It was really good. And talk about something that really is helpful too. I mean, every single person in our profession, industry, world deals with this.
Yep. I feel like having John and Aaron together on an episode would be really fun. I feel like their customer service centric mindset would be, I don't know, I think fireworks might happen there.
Yeah.
You listed number two, which is the Starfish TMR procedure with Dr. Loeffler. And then number three was soap notes in O&P, the what, why, and how with Jessica Norell.
That's awesome.
For 2022, what do you think our top three episodes are?
My mind doesn't go back that far.
Touche. Touche. I mean, you won't be surprised, though. So number one is managing a family-owned OMP clinic with Frank and Melissa Snell.
Awesome.
So the Snells. And then number two is the burnout survey.
All right.
Results and how to mitigate stress with Jerry Stark.
Yep.
And then the last one is osseointegration.
Awesome.
With Kurt Coyer.
Wow. I mean, yeah. We mentioned a lot of those already. That's awesome.
It kind of surprised me. Like we have the stats and everything, but when I was filling out my answers, I just was going off of kind of topics that I stuck out to me. And then at the end, I looked at where our download numbers were and I was like, oh, it's kind of interesting how to see where people kind of naturally gravitate, if that makes sense.
Well, it's a pretty broad spectrum there too. I mean, you have the emotional side, you have the business side, you have the technology side and all of those. And yeah, I think it goes to show that we've kind of got an offering for everyone.
Well, I think that's all we have today. I hope this was a fun recap. If you haven't been listening to our episodes up until this point, I hope you heard something that piques your interest and you go back and you find that episode and you listen to it. We've had a lot of fun doing this. I feel very grateful to be able to be here.
That's right. And thank you so much to Ellen, our producer. I've mentioned her multiple times.
None of this happens without Ellen, guys.
That's
right. she sources questions. She coordinates schedules. She works cross country. She does it all.
That's right.
So we want to just thank all of our loyal followers for sticking with us these past 2 years. It's been so much fun. And we are really excited for all you new listeners joining us in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. We've learned so much and look forward to bringing more fun interviews this year. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all your downloads, for listening. And thank you for the people that sent in ideas. Keep them coming. Please send us ideas for topics, extraordinary people around you, maybe even nominate yourself to be interviewed. Who knows?
Yeah, it helps. It does. Like we have a running list of ideas, guys. And sometimes the hardest thing is just picking what direction to go.
So let us know.
So, and if you would like to listen to any of the episodes mentioned today, I know we mentioned a ton. We will link a bunch of them in our show notes. And as always, you can go to spsco.com, go to the resource tab. We have a section for the ONP check-in and SPS podcast. It has all the latest episodes there as well. You can find us everywhere, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically wherever you listen. We're on YouTube Podcast now as well.
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to the ONP Check-In, an SPS podcast.
If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to episodes.
And while you're at it, rate and review the podcast to help fellow ONP professionals find us.
Email us your topic suggestions and feedback at spspodcast@spsco.com.
See you next time.